And welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon, 106.51 right now. Bridget, what's going on over there? How are you doing today?
Mexican standoff. Who's going to open the show first?
How long can we sit in silence for? There's some... Addison, you should have just threw the tri-panel up there. We could have just watched each other's reactions, just staring each other down like, all right, well, how long can we let this one ride out for?
Right.
Anyway, welcome to the to another week here. 107 right now. This
short
is
week,
weather,
too.
Ag and Focus. Oh, thank God. Four or three more working days after this. And it's another weekend.
Two.
Oh, yeah, you're leaving early, aren't you? Where are you going to? You got some big old plans there, boy.
Yeah, me and Ronnie heading down to Colorado-Nebraska game. We've got tickets, and Ronnie's never been to a night game down there. 90,000 half in the bag screaming fans for a night game there. It's insane. It'll be so loud. I told him you might want to bring your earplugs.
I bet. So, yeah, well, actually, you know, it might not be that loud.
Why?
Well, they're playing Colorado.
They hate Colorado. As much as they hate Colorado.
Colorado will probably end up beating Nebraska because look at what Colorado did to the Bison.
That was a good game.
They beat them. That was a very good game. Colorado is going to give old Nebraska
a good run
for some money. Yeah.
7.5 spread.
I do find it rather ironic that you had the Bison playing the Buffalo.
Yeah,
right.
That's pretty good. I tuned in for the last half of that game, and I don't know. It was all right, I guess. It was good.
It's first game of the year for both teams.
It was good. I mean, it looked like the first game of the year, in my opinion, but
yes.
But you know, it was a game, and we started off football season. Now let's onward to watching the Vikings lose every other Sunday.
You have high hopes for them this year.
That's pretty high hopes. Come on, let's be real here.
Well.
Anyway, Bridget, what's going on today? How was your long weekend?
Pretty good. Got some canning done, so that worked out very nicely. Garden is truly at its final stages, I guess you might say.
Yeah, I picked a bunch of stuff. I got a bunch of yellow squash and buttercup squash, and doing salsa tonight. We did some pickles over the weekend, so I'm in the same exact boat as you.
Absolutely. Got some soup canned, and I'm looking to doing French onion soup, and hopefully I have some more tomatoes soon to make spaghetti sauce.
We made homemade tomato soup as well. I forgot about that. That was super good.
Nice.
Dean, how's your garden?
My garden is, it didn't do too well this year.
No?
No.
Aww.
The next door neighbor
didn't
dog.
Didn't even make it out of the box?
The next door neighbor dog, the two dogs they have next door took care of my garden.
Dogs, man, I tell you what.
Yeah. Next year, maybe.
People do ask, you know, do you save money by putting in a garden? And
no.
I don't think it's necessarily about the money. It's the same way that some folks do woodworking, that they, you know, build their lawn ornaments, plant their flowers, whatever. It's a hobby. It's something that you just do because you enjoy it. Yeah. If I was going to save money, I would probably do it differently.
My wife sent me a meme the other day. She's like, this is so you. And it was a guy skipping and frolicking and whistling through a little field. And it's me on my way to check out my one tomato I spent $100 to grow. I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Yes.
That's what I do.
That's exactly how it works. But even though it's a short week, we're going to have Big Iron next week, you guys.
Oh, man, I can't believe it.
Weather looks nice for it from this standpoint, too.
You know what's looking really nice is Friday and Saturday this week. Look, you know what? We'll throw Thursday in there. No, I'm not throwing in Thursday. Friday and Saturday look really nice.
That'll get you in the
excellent.
Mood.
Excellent.
That'll get you in the mood for fall.
Something. Oh, so I went out on the deck this weekend in the morning, and it was so refreshing to walk out in just like a t-shirt and shorts, and it's 50 degrees out there. It's sunny, just some cool, crisp, refreshing air. I was like, man, I might have to just go buy a case of some cider so I can crack a cold one out there on a cool, crisp morning. Yes, I said morning.
Okay, just checking.
Sunday fun day, man.
Well, I was hoping it was a weekend,
Sunday, Monday. Okay. Sunday fun day, dude.
Okay, just checking.
So with Big Iron, we'll be broadcasting live out there. We'll be in the Morton building. It would be awesome for folks to stop by and see us. And also our friend Albert with the Lamar's Toy Company, he will be there. He's from Lamar's, Iowa, and he still has a few of those Steiger tractors from WDAY. Oh, nice. So stop and see him. If you haven't gotten one and you want to just pick it up in person without shipping, you can get one of the Steiger Panthers from that was, again, the Lamar Toy Company. Albert will be there. Happy to talk to you. And also on Wednesday, September 11th from noon to 1, we are hosting, or at least I am hosting, a social media meetup. So for those who are involved, whether it's through Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, et cetera, if you guys want to huddle up, you might say, at the Morton Building from noon to 1 on Wednesday, September 11th, shake hands, kind of have a little meet and greet. Feel free to swing by. Would like to do that very much.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun out there. I'm looking looking forward to it, going and browsing around all the different exhibits and what they got going on. Last year was cool because they had the big drone set up there by our building.
Yeah. So essentially, we're going to drive around with a lot of what do you think that is type questions, right?
Yeah. We're going to have to go, there's a German company. It's not Horsch. It's Fendt.
Vonderstadt. They'd make big tillage equipment.
They had a big old, was it a drill seeder there they, 2 years ago? They had a huge setup, and
I
it was a massive
they had a drill.
No, it was an air seeder. They had an air seeder. Yep. It was. They had the big tank, or I don't even know what it is. They had the big bubble right in the middle, and then they had the seeder on the back, where that's two pieces of equipment hooked up to each other.
They had a grain tank. Yes,
there we go.
That's where the all. Yep, you've got a grain tank. And Vaderstoff does a lot of tillage-type equipment, and also they've got some things in the sugar beet realm, if I'm not mistaken. I almost have to go look at their lineup. Over the weekend, I saw probably one of the most precision pieces of tillage tools I've ever seen, and that was from Salford. And it is a cultivator. It's a row cultivator, but it's got laser guidance on it so that if you've planted using your GPS with your straight AB lines, you won't get any iron blight, meaning you're not going to have this piece of equipment running over your plants because it's so precision lined up on your field. And you can, on the fly, change the depth that you're incorporating or doing your tillage, et cetera. It was pretty neat. That was a cool video I got to watch.
That sounds pretty cool.
Hey, Bridget, over the weekend, I was reading an article. I'm wondering if you've ever heard of these. Blue bananas.
Oh, I saw this, too.
Yeah. Did you read it over the weekend, too?
I saw it. I didn't read it.
Have you? So I guess they're only grown in Hawaii and a couple of other tropical climate. They're supposed to. Have you ever had them?
I haven't had them, but they look like they'd be awesome.
They're supposed to taste like vanilla. That's what
vanilla,
the article.
Blue vanilla ice cream.
That would be interesting.
Changes your ice cream float right up.
We're going to have to check on Amazon, see if we can get some.
Well, you might have to go to Hawaii to get it.
Yeah. Well, why don't you go out there and bring some back?
You think I can afford a trip to Hawaii?
Sure. Just,
So.
Stow yourself on that.
Stow yourself. I think that's how you catch a charge.
Okay.
So the bananas that we buy every day are of a variety called Cavendish.
Yeah, I have one.
Back in the 50s, when our grandparents and parents were eating bananas, they were a different variety. I think they were they called something Mikkel. I'll have to go look that name up. But anyway, the reason that they no longer had that particular variety from the 50s was a fusarium wilt came in and started to decimate those banana trees. The wilt was a fungal disease or bacterial disease, and what it would do is it would stop the plant from being able to transport within itself minerals, water, etc. So the plants would literally wilt. And so they had to find a variety that was resistant to that fusarium blight, and they did with the Cavendish. Well, unfortunately, like all diseases, it modifies itself to a slightly different strain. And so now the Cavendish have started to see more of a wilt as well, a fusarium wilt. And so one way to combat that, researchers are pointing out that you should indeed go ahead and look for different hybrids of bananas. So maybe your blue banana is more resistant to Fusarium wilt, and there's a reason why you're seeing more of it.
I think it's called a blue Java.
Blue Java.
Blue Java. By the way, there's a lot of different types of bananas here. I'm seeing like, I don't know, it's probably got to be about 15 different types between Cavendish and Passang.
But a plantain is not an actual banana, right?
We're down
Those
to
are
14.
Two different fruits.
Well, they categorize it as a banana, but I don't know.
Do they?
What do they got here? Saba, Red, Musa, Blago.
Sounds like banana farming is in Justin's future.
Well, I actually do have a dwarf Cavendish at home I've been growing for the past couple of years.
With cute tiny bananas on it?
No, not quite yet, but getting close. But I think my avocado tree is actually starting to get pretty close to producing.
My lemon tree was kicking it until I killed it by accident.
Oh, well, yeah, that'll slow it down for sure.
Yeah, that was a problem.
I hope you
tell you that for a fact.
I hope you're growing your avocado better than you are the cactus in the office here.
What are you talking about? That thing's immaculate in there.
Thing's dead.
Doesn't need water ever.
That's because it's dead.
Yeah, and it looks like it's alive too. It's a cactus. Yeah. Dead or alive. They look like cactuses.
I am moving all my house plants to the weather office for the winter months.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll raise them. We'll raise them real good. Anyway, we got fun things coming up on the program today. We'll be hitting a little bit on some harvest safeties, a webinar that's going on. And I think that's the only one we got for today. What do we got from yesterday?
Oh, no, there's
a new herbicide strategy.
We do. The EPA has released that. But then also fencing. Sometimes your fence makes a good boundary. Sometimes it doesn't. Are we playing trivia today, you guys?
We are playing Dumb Off Trivia. If you haven't signed up to do so, you can head over to our website, wdayradionow.com. Scroll down to the bottom. It's Weather and Ag in Focus Trivia. You sign up for there. We'll play on your behalf. Everyone gets entered into a chance to win a grand prize.
Are we giving away a trip to Hawaii to see those blue bananas?
Yeah. Do you know?
Is the boss, is he going to fork out? Is he going to open the wallet for that, you think?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
Something's telling me we're not going to fly people to Hawaii.
I just thought I'd throw it out there.
I could be wrong. We've given away some pretty cool things before, but I don't think we've given anything away like a trip to
Hawaii
that far away.
I think that should be I think we should talk to him about that.
Oh, we could just do it and ask for forgiveness.
Never ask for permission, ask for forgiveness.
I'm more like ask for your job back. You gave away what? Well, you got to honor it now. We gave it away.
Bridget said it was okay.
Bridget said, send them to Hawaii. You can go see the, the Huma Huma Uma Numa Ukana Kapuea. I had an extra syllable in there, but you get what I'm trying to say.
Hey, in the next segment, I'm going to have you spell that.
That's the...
good luck.
That's the state fish of Hawaii.
Really?
The reef trigger.
Okay.
And the, what is it? Is it the native language? I don't know. They call it the Huma Huma Uma Uma Hunuamua Kapue. I got an extra syllable in there.
How do you remember that?
I got an extra syllable in there. I skipped over my own tongue. If somebody can call in and pronounce it correctly, do so. 701-293-9000. That's the Red Wing Shoe studio line here. Emails to the program as well are weatherorag@flagfamily.com.
I think we've got somebody to help you out.
Yeah. Hey, John, can you hold on here a moment?
Oh, fine.
All right. Cool. Oh, I thought I hung up on him. Wouldn't that have been a shame? Anyway, we're a little overdue here. We're going to take a short break, get caught up with the American Egg Network. When we come back, we got lines filling up. You can call in 701-293-9000. Sign up for Dumb Off Trivia. That's coming up here in about 10 minutes as well. Egg topics, and I don't even think we really touched on the forecast. So lots to do. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the program. Thanks for rejoining us. 124. Got a couple extra lines if you want to sneak in here. 701-293-9000. If you can pronounce the state fish of Hawaii, it's long name. Try your best. 701-293-9000. We're going to head over.
Is that what John wanted?
I don't know. Let's find out. Hi, John.
No, I just know it's a fish.
You want to try and pronounce it?
That's all. No, not a clue. I'm more troubled about these blue bananas you guys are talking about.
Blue Java.
trouble?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, usually if something is turning blue, it usually is requiring medical attention in some manner, you know, due to lack of oxygen.
Good point, good point.
I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, it's like the other thing that's troubling me is blue bananas, and then there's that blue milk, you know, that Kemp's has, you know, for Star Wars. And I'm wondering if it's like an underhanded government attempt to get men to take Viagra.
Wow, I didn't see that one coming. John, here's my thought on the blue banana and why they're turning blue. And this is because of global warming and climate change and all the chemtrails, and they're choking out the bananas, thus turning blue because they're being choked out.
Winner, chicken dinner on that one.
Ah, there we go.
Right. Yeah, it's just like my opinion. Yeah. My opinion of the plantain, it's a banana. Because you know what? If it walks like a banana, talks like a banana, and tastes like a banana, it's a banana.
All right. You tell him, John. Appreciate the phone call, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, you got him. Hi, Steve. What's going on today?
Hey, you're looking for the state fish?
Yeah. Can you tell me what it is?
Okay, I'm not kidding you. I did not look this up.
All right.
It's a little game about 20 years ago. My daughter had this, you know, press the state for the state animal or state fish.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to probably get this wrong, but it's a hookanookawakawakawak, something like that.
Yeah, pretty good.
Close, not
That's
bad.
Pretty good.
That's not
I
bad.
Like that.
Right on.
Is that somewhat close?
That's pretty close. Yeah,
I think
that's
so.
Pretty close.
So we've got the pronunciation.
I want Bridget to try and pronounce it first. So I sent you it in English in Slack, Bridget, if you want to try and pronounce that word.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be a terrible sound bite coming out of me. Okay. Humum kuna pakawa.
Not bad.
Not
right.
bad.
Now Dean has.
See,
the...
now we're going to make that into a sounder. This is what Bridget does on a Friday night.
Numa, 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 tupa. All right, Dean?
I knew this was going to go bad.
Okay. Humu, humu, nuku, nuku, apu, a.
Yes.
Right?
Humu, humu. Or humu humu nuku nuku apuea.
Good job.
All I want to ask.
Not bad.
All I really want to ask is there some sort of ointment that you guys can put on that? Because it sounds terrible. Well,
I'm sure John would have that ointment if it's needed.
I hope that's one of our trivia questions coming up here. What's the state fish of Hawaii?
There we go.
Oh, I got it, but you got to pronounce it correctly. Yeah. H-Man.
Oh,
that's
brother.
Him. It's not mahi-mahi.
No, it's not mahi-mahi. It's not the puffer fish either. It's the reef trigger. All right.
Well, let's
How's the weather out there?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's hit on weather real quick. We've got
this
windy conditions.
Fun.
Winds gusting out of the south over 30 miles an hour, so hang on to your hat kind of day. Still a little milky white sky due to the upper-level smoke, but it's going to be a hot one today. Thankfully, dew points won't be too high. So we'll have a high in the upper 80s today with those south winds 20 to 30 and gusting higher. Just a few clouds overnight tonight with mid-60s for your low, and a cold front will be approaching from the northwest tomorrow. We'll see an increase in clouds, highs right around 80. If we see enough sun, we could poke into the low 80s, and then a chance for a few showers or thunder showers tomorrow evening. We're talking widely isolated, so many areas remaining dry.
Okay.
But Wednesday evening and Wednesday night, we could see a few hit or miss. And then Thursday, we cool it down. North winds develop, and we'll have highs in the low 70s. 60s for Friday and Saturday, upper 60s, and morning lows in the low to mid 40s.
Low 40s?
Yeah.
What?
It's going to be cool.
You know, like I said, I'm all for a good, cool, crisp morning.
40s is crisp.
Toss the flannel on and take it off by 10:30.
Perfect.
Definitely brisk. Definitely brisk, guys.
Still no signs of a frost or a freeze, so we're still hanging on to that, which is good.
That's promising.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yes.
Jesus, Bryson.
Well, Well, let's hit bottom of the hour break. When we come back, how about we play a little trivia?
Yeah, we got dumb off trivia. Okay. If you want to sign up, we'll play on your behalf. If you get selected to win some fun stuff, if one of us wins for you, sign up on the website, WDAYRadioNow.com. Scroll to the bottom. There's a big photo of the three of us. It says Weather and Ag in Focus Trivia. You just sign up there. Everyone who signs up will get put into a drawing for a grand prize that we'll draw here in another month or so, however long it is. And
is that for the trip to Hawaii, or is that
is that
for the trip to Moorhead? Which one is it?
We're gonna bust you on Moorhead. That's what we're gonna do.
That's all we can afford. Sorry,
I don't know. Those Greyhounds are a little spendy nowadays. They are. Anyway, we got some fun stuff on there. You can go check it out on the website, WDAYRadioNow.com. We'll get caught up with bottom of the hour local news. We'll come back. We'll do dumb off trivia. We got a bunch of ag topics, ag stuff to talk about. And maybe we'll try and talk about the state fish of Hawaii some more. If you want to try and pronounce it, be my guest. Give us a shot. And welcome back to the program. 1:33:42 right now. We'll run down that forecast coming up. If you want to sneak in here quick, 701-293-9000, the Red Wing Shoe Line. We're going to head over there right now. We got a caller. Ivan, what's going on today?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Just wanted to tell you, it's Humu Humu Nuku Nuku Upua.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, he got that one.
He got that. Right on. Appreciate it. Thanks, Ivan.
All right.
I wonder,
how does Ivan know that?
Well, I was just kidding. Well, is he still here? Did you cut him?
No, he's gone now.
I'm curious if he's from Hawaii or if he just called back. Or if he just did a lot of visiting to Hawaii. Because he hit it spot on.
That was really good, yeah. Humu Humu Nuku Nuku Apuea.
Ivan had it. Ivan had it.
He gets the gold star for the day.
Good job, Ivan.
If anyone else wants to try and nail it or butcher it, 701-293-9000.
Right? Yeah. Oh, we've already got you, Bridget.
We got you.
We're having fun with this one.
Yeah, we're going to have all.
This might be better than the wind one.
I don't know if it's
or the blender.
I think this one was pretty good.
She could make it.
Oh, look, it's silent.
Party. Here's Bridget in her blender. Glad she could make it.
There we go. That was a pretty good one. I like that. It was fun.
Arr, matey.
We got all sorts of fun Bridget sounders. A few of you haven't even heard yet. so wait for those to come in the coming days. But anyway.
Well, I did notice I'm a new short when the day that you guys made me laugh and I blew iced tea across my keyboard.
Yeah, that's a new short as well. If you haven't seen some of our shorts, you can head over to our YouTube channel. It's Weather and Ag in Focus. We got all sorts of shorts that are loaded up on there of either 30 or 60 second or less shorts of our ag topics, our conversations, our jokes, things that maybe got a little too far out of hand. Lots of fun stuff on the YouTube page, and we're slowly adding more and more. And it's also where every single one of our live streams are located at. So you can browse through there if you got nothing else going on. But it's time
and
to play.
Our Here We Grow project.
Yes, our Here We Grow project. We'll have another episode coming out here soon. And I think we need to do an update on that. Why don't we do that when we come back from our next break? But first, we need to do dumb off trivia. We'll be picking our contestants here in a second. But here's the rules. How do we play dumb off trivia? What is it? Morgan, take it away.
It is time to determine who has the biggest smart in the dumb off. Here are the rules. Dean, Justin, Bridget, and Addison will play on the listener's behalf. They will go through two or three rounds of the most grueling trivia questions on the planet. Whoever has the most points at the end will be awarded the big smart. The contestant they're playing for will win a prize, and all contestants will be entered into a drawing for the grand prize.
Oh, this ought to be good. This will either be the greatest or dumbest thing I've ever heard.
All right, so we're going to take turns doing trivia here. First person to shout out their name will get the first crack at the question. If nobody can get it right after a few seconds, we will just move on to another question, and whoever has the most points at the end is going to win for the listener they're playing for. Bridget, you're playing for Sam B. Dean, you're playing for Sarah G. And I'm playing for Tommy R. So best of luck to Sam, Sarah, and Tommy today. Addison, you want to hit us off with our first round of trivia?
Yes, absolutely. Mm. After this long 3-day weekend, it is time to truly expand our minds with knowledge.
Ooh. All right. That was beautiful.
Wow.
I tried. Thank you.
Can you say the state fish of Hawaii?
Gonna be honest, I've not been listening for long, so I didn't even know that's what we were talking about.
Hey, at least he's honest.
Yeah.
I just press the buttons when they need to be pressed.
Oh, it's been silent break.
Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes. Sometimes that's what happens. That's how it goes. All right. Question number one. What is the term for the practice of raising aquatic organisms like fish and plants for food in controlled environments?
Bridget? Hydroponics.
That is not the word printed on
my... That's for growing pot.
That's for pot,
that's
Bridget.
That's for pot growing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Pot.
No, wow. You can grow plants hydroponically when you don't have any soil with them.
Yeah, but this is raising this is raising fish.
Not yeah, there's fish
plants.
In there, too.
I still call it hydroponics.
We know it's on Bridget's mind,
don't
we?
Do you know how pot got the name chronic? It was from Snoop Dogg. He was trying to say hydroponic, and he just said chronic, and it just stuck for chronic pot.
Shocker. Okay,
what was your trivia question for the day? Nobody got it.
I have no idea.
Aquaculture. This is a word I have never heard before.
Oh.
Neither of us.
Aquaculture.
So, all right.
But usually it's not like a combination of plants and fish. You can talk about aquaculture where you're just raising fish.
I think that was part. I don't know. What do you got next?
I don't know. You gave me this paper. I'll play you, man.
Yeah, bring the cards back out.
All right. So on a completely different gear, we're changing gears. We're changing tracks. The train is now out of control.
That's for sure.
Someone say train?
Yes. The hot brown is the signature dish for what southern city?
The hot brown?
That's what the card says.
Memphis.
No.
Dean? Brownsville, Texas.
No.
No? Okay.
It's a good guess, though.
What do you got?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, that would have been my next guess.
Yeah.
Louisville.
A bacon, turkey, and cheese on toast dish, not for the faint-hearted.
Oh, all right. Sorry, Sarah. We're not doing well for you here.
We suck on a Tuesday.
All right. Where are devices known as UAVs designed to be used? On ice, air, or underwater? Justin?
On the air. In the air. In the sky.
Yes. Somewhere in the general direction of upwards. Hopefully.
Are those chemtrails, UAVs?
They drop chemtrails.
No?
No. Unmanned aerial spraying vehicle. UASV.
All right, Justin's up. He's got the lead.
All right. What is the term for the process of preserving food by heating it to a high temperature to kill bacteria, yeast, and molds, Justin?
Pasteurization.
No.
Dean? Boiling?
No.
Good guess.
Isn't it just canning? Because that's what we're all doing right now, is we're canning our food. And
ding, ding, ding. Bridget got it.
Canning.
Bridget, wow.
All right.
Got a point for Sam there. All right. Excellent.
Here comes Bridget with nothing but sarcasm, but sure, get that one right.
We're getting it right.
All right. Middle schooler Greg Heffley gets the cheese touch in what novel?
What?
We're changing gears.
What touched?
Cheese touch.
Oh, okay. I think we can just skip that one.
Yeah.
Bridget, the Diary do you know? Of a Wimpy Kid?
Bridget gets a point.
Oh, no way. What was it?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Wow.
Shut up.
I can't believe you don't know that one.
I've never read them.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Didn't read them. Wow. That was a Magic Treehouse and Boxcar Child.
I see Google going on in the background with Bridget.
Get rid of those little fingers. You're typing away. Cheese touch.
I'm not Googling. I'm actually answering listener questions. So you guys just carry on.
What are they saying? What are they saying?
Right now, that the aquaculture thing could have been for fish or plants. So I'm taking care of business over here.
Okay. See. All right. Well, we're moving through round two. What's next, Addison?
Okay.
All right. What is the term for the practice of selectively removing excess or unwanted parts of a plant to improve growth and yield?
Justin? Pruning.
Yes.
Nice.
Right. Dean, you got zero.
Me and nothing.
Bridget both have two.
Big goose egg.
You'll get one here, Dean.
I hope so.
All right. Which European country was home to Albert Einstein when he developed his theory of relativity?
Bridget. He was in Germany.
Justin. The United States.
Did you say what country?
He was in
which
Europe.
European country?
Oh. United States.
So if it wasn't so it's knowing not, the time it, frame.
It's not Germany?
That's not what my card says.
Okay, I'll go Switzerland. It is Switzerland.
I told you you'd get a point there. Well, you answered twice. We'll give you the sympathy point.
No, Bridget answered Germany, and he never said yes or no.
Okay, that's fair. That's why I retract. Yeah. I'm sorry, Dean.
Now you're not listening.
I'm sorry. It's the first and only time
I knew he was
apologize.
In Europe. I was really thinking it was Austria or Hungary or something too. Anywho, there we are.
All right, 2-2-1.
All right, next question. Which southern United States mountain range is a national park with over 10 million visitors every year?
Southern U.S.?
Bridget? Closest we can say is Appalachia.
That is not what my Hasbro trivia card says. Justin?
That would be the Rocky Mountains in Sedona, Arizona.
That's right? Not what my trivia card says.
Oh.
Say the question again, please.
Which southern United States mountain range is a national park with over 10 million visitors every year?
I'm going to go the Sierras.
That's what I was just going to guess.
My trivia card gives me the answer. Great Smoky Mountains was the answer we were looking for today.
Tennessee. All right.
Yeah. Points there.
All right. What is the name for the practice of controlling water levels in fields to promote crop growth?
Bridget?
Dean? Irrigation?
I'll give that to Dean. Justin.
Well, I was asking Bridget if she knew it. This was an ag one. I was like, Bridget has to know it.
Well, I didn't know.
I know. I was like, I get to get in on this one? There.
Here we go. Like, I'm just going to vote for Bridget. Bridget, get in there. All right. So, Dean, we got a three-way tie going on.
Wow. All right. Let's continue on with the random questions. How fast can a Cheeto run?
Justin. 72 mile per hour burst.
No.
You're a liar.
That's not what the paper you gave me says.
Was generated by an AI. Not very intelligent.
I can't believe you wouldn't cross-check the answers it printed off for us.
You think I would double-guess an AI?
Do we have to get it exactly, or are you giving us a range here?
Nope.
85.
Nope.
Take a guess, Brid.
A cheetah can do like 64.
67.
No.
What is it?
It was 75.
Man, that was close though.
What'd you say, 72?
Yeah.
That was close.
That was close. Yeah. Not right, though. No. I was not right. Way to hold firm there, Addison.
Mm-hmm. Not to the
All
cheetah.
Right, well, that is going to end three rounds of trivia.
We got
a
tiebreaker.
We got a three-way tie. We got to move into a tiebreaker.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
What term describes the process by which water vapor turns into liquid water?
Oh, Justin.
Justin.
It's condensation.
Yes.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner! Beat you both. Take that. Wasn't even close. Watch this drive.
I'm happily over here on my little delay, mouthing answers and mouthing off in general.
All right, Tommy, all right, one for you. Sorry, Sarah, Sam, everyone's getting entered into that chance to win the grand prize. So, Tommy, I'll shoot you an email, what you won, how you can claim it. If you want to sign up for trivia, again, that's on the website, wdayradionow.com. Just scroll to the bottom, weather and egg and focus trivia. When we come back, we got some egg topics to check on the forecast. Your calls, 701-293-9000. You want to try and butcher the state fish of Hawaii? Give it your best shot. We want to hear it. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Weather and Ag in Focus. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. So glad to see you out there on the live stream, catching up with Facebook, YouTube, or on Acres TV. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, spending a little time with our sponsors for our Here We Grow project. We've got corn in the field, 20 acres of it north of Glennon, Minnesota, planning to harvest, well, as soon as we're ready. And frankly, not having any frost right now is a good thing. That's helping everybody get fully mature and then also for that corn to start to dry down. Thanks to Steffes Group for all of the work that they have done in this project, as well as Dakota Bank. And when you stop by Big Iron next week to see us, don't forget to put in your guesses for our bushels. You can do that either with us when we are broadcasting live in the Morton Building, or you can stop by the IntelliFarms booth and make sure to drop your guesses in their guessing game box as well. All right. We've touched on the weather. Folks have called us on the Red Wing Shoe phone line of 701-293-9000. Well, what should we do next?
We could hit on some ag topics.
Yeah, good. Let's do that. That sounds really good because I'm kind of interested here on this new herbicide strategy, Bridget.
So the EPA came out and said a while back, like last summer, that they were going to put out a new strategy talking about what are expectations when it comes to farmers using herbicides, as well as when we have new herbicides registered. And that would include even old active ingredients, but they get a new label or labels go through re-registration. And so this new strategy, it's the final version, has come out. The intent is to help to protect more than 900 federally endangered species from potential impacts of herbicide. This could be not only plants, but animals, but bugs all along that line. So the strategy does include some options for mitigation measures such as cover crop, conservation, tillage, windbreaks, even adjuvants. What I will suggest to farmers, as you start to read herbicide labels, especially something that is new on the market or has just gone through re-registration, check to see what some of these new mitigation measures might include, because the strategy will affect everything that gets re-registered as of late. What that could mean is a change in what you've been doing for buffer zones, needing to use grass waterways, maybe changing some tillage practices. These are things that we haven't always had to do, but now they're going to be in front of us. And it just so happens that the president of the American Soybean Association is from North Dakota. It's Josh Gackle. And Josh has said that there are some improvements from the original draft that came out a year ago. So they are starting to see some of the difficulties that it puts on farmers to try to implement these strategies, having to look for strategy or mitigation measures to use with a herbicide, even when you don't have that endangered species in your county, could be one of those problems. But we don't know that this is really done the right way as of yet. There could be some amendments to it down the road. So we'll see what the American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers, and others are able to continue to press the EPA for better results, how that turns out.
Mm-hmm. And what about the there's webinars that are going to be going on, a little reminder of safety around harvest time, Bridget?
There should be a lot of reminders around safety. We are there. You know, I have many folks saying, well, I'm going to be getting out my machinery, getting ready to go for the season. And so the National Farm Safety and Health Week is actually the week of September 16th. And there will be some upcoming webinars. The AgriSafe Network is going to put these on starting Monday, September 16th, and they'll go through that entire week. These are things that you can do as a family. And that may sound really boring, but nonetheless, safety needs to be key, especially during harvest. So on Monday, September 16th, the first one's going to be talking about skid steers. So like, think about bobcats, you know, the little loaders, and then also roadway safety, whether you're in the machine or you're in a passenger vehicle and how you can be safe around them. They even have one that week on the dangers of vaping and then also the OSHA requirements when it comes to confined spaces like being in bins. So these are all practical pieces of information that folks should know and want to be a part of. There's one on grain-related entrapments, because we know that grain entrapments go up the longer we go into a harvest. So if we have a harvest that's drawn out, the chances are higher that the problems can happen. Folks get tired, they're in a hurry, and then things just don't go as well as one would have hoped. So keep those in mind. If you are interested in attending any of those webinars, you can send me an email, ag@flagfamily.com, and I'll share the links. And again, these are put on by the agrasafe.org website where you can register for them. Mm-hmm. Got to be careful out there, folks. There's a lot that can happen.
Well, there's a lot going on this time of year, too, especially with beet harvest coming right around the corner and pre-piles going on right now. And a lot of beet trucks will be on the road. And some of them are probably new people driving those trucks, either maybe not for the first time, but, you know, maybe it's their first year.
And we have a farm that has volunteered to have you in some of their machines during harvest, Justin. You just got to make the phone call to set up the date so you can go on down there and ride along, send us reports right from the cab.
Mm-hmm. Would be fun. Would be a good
get on
time.
That, man. Mm-hmm.
It's close to you.
It is. It's just a short stone throw away.
I thought you were going to say a storm throw, and I thought, how are we going to toss you like that?
In this wind, it won't be hard. It
won't be too hard at all in this wind.
Is that wind going to go down?
No.
Not today, no. We've got wind gusts over 30 today.
I just thought I'd give you the wind sound effects. I'm here to help.
Indeed you are.
Thanks.
What would we do without her? Half our sound effect board wouldn't even be there.
Right.
Let's take a quick recap of the weather. We got windy conditions out there. Temperatures in the 80s across the area. We'll top out in the upper 80s today with those south winds gusting over 30 at times with that milky white. That's still a little bit of upper level smoke in the air as well. Tonight, we'll have clear to partly cloudy skies, mid-60s, and tomorrow we'll have an increase in clouds as a cold front approaches from the northwest. That could give us a few evening showers or thunder showers, but these are going to be very widely isolated. Those will continue into tomorrow night. High is pretty close to 80 tomorrow, and then winds shift to the north tomorrow night. That will give us cooler weather for Thursday, with highs on Thursday only in the lower 70s, and then we go into the upper 60s. Ooh, for Friday and Saturday, and morning lows in the low to mid 40s. That is good football weather. That's good bonfire weather. It's that time of the year, that's for sure.
But
by next week, we do warm back up right around 80 or so for a big iron. It looks pretty good. So right, all in all, not a bad looking forecast. And again, according to the LRC, this first half of the month, most of the month is going to be dry, with the exception of, again, that third week, somewhere between, let's say, the 16th and the 22nd. We could get some appreciable rain around that time. That's not a guarantee, but that's what the LRC is hinting at. And then back to dry weather to round out the month. So pretty dry month of September is expected.
Cool. Right on, Dean. Appreciate it. Bridget, thank you. Wrap up our show today. We appreciate you tuning along and calling in. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Before we go, you ever heard an armadillo?